the most trusted man in America. That's quite a title, and it was often used when referring to a broadcaster who was born in St. Joseph, Missouri. Today, we take a trip to a place that remembers his broadcasts and reminds us about the early days of television news on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Walter Cronkite was born in St. Joseph, Missouri in 1916. While he only lived here a short time, this, in a sense, remained his home during a broadcast career that led him to be called the most trusted man in America.
He treated it as home. When his journalistic integrity was called into question, he held a town hall meeting, and he had it in his hometown of St. Joseph. And this was televised on CBS for the world to see.
Dom DeBrinket shares the story from the Cronkite Memorial and Museum in St. Joseph, Missouri.
He was very concerned about whether or not journalism was biased, and he was very clear that if you base your stories on facts and you verify those facts, that there is no bias, that there is no slant, and that you can come to CBS to get that.
This memorial on the campus of Missouri Western State University tells the story that Cronkite shared with America.
It documents his most famous moments on TV tied to the most famous events. We have actual broadcast clips from the Kennedy assassination, the space race, Watergate, Vietnam.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
There's one highlight of most visitors' tours of the memorial.
The newsroom is our favorite part of the exhibit. It is a replication of the studio. We have all of our guests sit at the desk. They put on the glasses. They read from the teleprompter.
It's a great place to relive some of the most important news-making moments delivered by the most trusted man in America. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.